KSL News Time is now 8:49. Another check of emergency triple team traffic. It's been emergency all morning. Quite a morning out there. Let's get another check with Andy in the KSL Traffic Center, brought to you by Mountain America My Style Checking. Andy,
those of you who've kind of been able to wait till this later part of the morning drive, you're definitely going to benefit from it, but your drive times are still going to be a lot longer than usual, especially I-15 between Bangor Highway and downtown Salt Lake City. The worst two portions are initially in Draper for several miles, and then again crossing 215. We've had some issues on the 215 South Belt. Those are starting to dissipate as road conditions are improving. I am seeing a lot of delay, though, on Wasatch Boulevard, though, between the two canyons, especially going south. Eric?
You're not free of crashes just yet in Utah County, although it does seem to be improving as far as the road conditions are concerned. You've got a southbound accident between Linden and North Orem. Also one just past University Avenue down in Provo. And you have a northbound accident at Pleasant Grove Boulevard. That's over to the right shoulder, but not causing any delays itself, although you do have plenty of slowdowns in the area. Heather?
Well, your delays on Legacy Parkway now stretch from the split in Farmington all the way down to where you hook on to the West Side Belt. And on the West Side Belt, you're looking at slow-and-go traffic from Redwood Road all the way down almost to 900 South Indiana Avenue overpass. So that is much slower than normal. I-15 still trying to recover. That has delays from Layton Parkway all the way into downtown Salt Lake. So it's still a messy drive through Weber and Davis counties. Introducing Mercedes-Benz of Farmington, one price, one person, 1 hour, one customer at a time, where they never charge dealer handling fees. Now open in Farmington or online at mercedesfarmington.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.